I don't really understand it. I'm struggling to see how it started. Like, sometimes, I don't know, even if it's like a squiggle, I like to have an idea of what's behind it or what it is or what the person was thinking. And with this, it kind of just looks like an A that's joined at the bottom and then whipped around. Or like a weird signature. If it's a signature, that'll be cool. I don't really know. I mean, almost it's like an ink splodge kind of gone wrong, but oh, it's so difficult. I don't know.
Well, I guess it kind of looks quite like a Celtic sign in some ways. The way that the very simple black line work, because that's very common, in, especially during Irish Celtic times. Yeah, it's really, really quite interesting. And I like how you've done, just put it on the white background. Really kind of brings out very kind of, it's very hard to describe. But no, it's very, very cleverly done. So yeah, I really like it.
See, I like the shaping of the piece. I like the way how the more you look in the centre, you can kind of, the lines come more, I don't know, more, not just lines, more of a shape or a,
yeah,
kind of a movement.
Very wise.
Also like the little detail, like kind of a little bit of smudging in the lines as well, kind of gives the motion of the energy.
Yeah, a lot of movement. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. A lot of movement.
Yeah, also like the way the lines real go to a point, maybe kind of like there's something extra, like it's going on to something, kind of a direction or maybe a letter looks like an A or G or a Z or
what a mind, yeah.
Okay, what I can see is basically a little bit of a squiggle. It looks like some movement or something of an object. When you leave the exposure on the camera and you move light around, it looks a bit like that.
I thought when I first looked at it, it looked kind of like a symbol more than a drawing, I suppose.
Like a letter or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And it's quite stark, I guess. Bit of black and a white thing. Yeah. But yeah, it does remind me of movement. It looks like something's missing from it, like some sort of person or thing, like a ball or something.
Yeah. It seems quite 3D. If you look at it, it starts to kind of take on almost a 3D kind of
look. I guess because it's like curved.
Yeah, exactly. If you look at it for long enough, the form changes.
It's like when you look at a letter for long enough, isn't it? Sort of looks like an A, actually.
Yes, I suppose so.
It looks like a nose, and that's its eyebrow there. Do you see it? We just need an eye. Do you see?
It's the number 2 with the number 7 upside down through the middle.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Or the number 8.
Who painted it?
It looks a lot like numbers.
It looks
many
like
different numbers.
I don't see the 8. Who painted it? It looks like a photocopy.
Isn't it irrelevant who painted it?
I'd just like to know. It looks like, I think it's photocopy.
I think the piece of art is us talking about it, not the actual thing.
Oh!
So we're making art. You're not going to use any of this, are you?
Cup.
I see ink. Like a, kind of reminds me of something Chinesey. Like some sort of calligraphy. That's what it reminds me of. I can see that it could be taken like a simplified drawing of something else. Maybe some sort of animal. I don't know what, maybe a swan. Is it printed? It looks like it's been printed. Okay. So, did you design it? Am I can't ask you that, can I? Okay. Is it just like a kind of smudge of printer ink, like with no real reasoning behind it? I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
Well, slightly abstract, isn't it? And
It's not the most intriguing painting, personally. I guess I'd need to know the idea behind it before I found it a bit more interesting than it is already. That's about it, really.
When I first looked at this painting, I thought it was some sort of symbol or language, almost like a Chinese symbol, but not really. It looks like it's been done with kind of a black liquid pen, done quite freely, but looking at the structure as well. The lines overlap each other and connect. It's like you can't see a meaning like straight away. If you just look at it, I think you need the artist to, you know, tell you what it means. The lines have different widths of how thick it is.
I think I need like 40 minutes to study this, even though it's just like four lines, you know what I mean? But it is interesting actually, because I'm trying to figure out what it is. Is it letters or... Oh, I know what it is. I can see what you're trying to do. There's a two in there. And maybe you're playing with numbers or something, you know? But are you... Oh, that could be... I know what it is. That looks like a parrot. Do you know what I mean? Look at this. Look at this. The nose, and that could be the eye. Or maybe a pigeon or a bird or something, you know? Oh, wow. Okay, so how many things did I come up with? That's interesting, really. I came up with numbers, then I went to a bird. You can always think that it's a ninja or something. In a way, you know? But I like how the way you've done it limited yourself from using colours and just so plain. Just like, how long did it take you, by the way? 2 minutes? Okay. Yeah, it's just so weird. I can't believe I came up with two things already with it. Numbers, bird. Is it a human? I'm trying to think. Let me see if I look upside down what I see. Oh, no, you can't see much if you look upside down. But, dude, is it a foot or something? I really can't figure this out, which is why I like it, because you can have many interpretations of it, you know? Was that your objective, like, to make people talk about it, right, and stuff like that? But yeah, I mean, I said quite a lot of hums in this talk. But it would be nice if you could tell me what it is, you know? And then maybe I could agree or disagree with you.